Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Advisor Imkong L. Limjan says state BJP should take prior consent on decision to clean church compounds. Nagaland Board of School Education says NCERT is offering online courses for classes 11 and 12 through SWAYAM. Centre increases children's education allowance and hostel subsidy for its employees. And senior Indian Information Service officer Moushumi Chakraborty assumes charge of Director General of Akashvani News. Now the news in detail. Advisor for IPR Soil and Water Conservation, Imkong L. Limjan, has termed the BJP Nagaland units the direction to its party workers to clean the church compound under its respective mandals or boots as a stupid decision. Speaking to media persons on the sidelines of Muatza Festival celebration in Kohima, Imjan viewed that a political party is not supposed or expected to take such a decision, and if such activity is to be carried out, prior consent should be taken. He emphasized that without consultation or consent, cleaning someone else's property could lead to criminal charges. Imjan also lamented that in the recent parliamentary election, although the BJP supported the NDPP candidate in Nagaland's lone parliamentary seat, the BJP faced significant criticism from the Christian community. He said that entering a church without permission undermines its sanctity, and that political parties, regardless of their level of leadership, should refrain from making such decisions. Highlighting the importance of respecting institutions with a mutual respect, Imjan asserted that as a political party, BJP should prioritize respect and consent, especially when seeking votes and support. On the question of whether the urban local bodies scheduled to go for polls on June 26 would be conducted in the Aus Centern area with the new Nagaland Municipal Act, which includes 33% women reservation, Imjan expressed confidence that election will take place. Nagaland Board of School Education has informed that NCERT is offering online courses for classes 11 and 12 in various subjects through SWAYAM. Popularly known as SWAYAM, Study Webs of Active Learning for Young Aspiring Minds is a platform for offering massive open online courses launched by the Ministry of Education. NBSE stated that 28 online courses for classes 11 and 12 across 11 subjects such as accountancy, business studies, biology, chemistry, economics, geography, mathematics, physics, psychology, English and sociology from April 22nd to September 30 in the present academic year under this program. It informed that the enrollment for the courses are open from 15th April and will close on 1st September. It stated that these online courses can support and enrich the learning of students in a virtual mode. Teachers and parents also can participate in these courses to understand the ways of approaching the contended subject. In this regard, the school board has directed all concerned heads of higher secondary schools registered under NBSE to disseminate the information to all teachers and students to enroll in these courses and take benefit in the subjects. The centre has increased the children's education allowance and hostel subsidy for its employees. This change comes after the DNS allowance reached 50% in January this year. The latest order from the Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Training follows a 2018 directive saying that the allowance and subsidy will increase by 25% whenever the DNS allowance on the revised pay structure rises by 50%. As per the order, the reimbursement for children's education allowance is fixed at 2,812.5 rupees per month, and the hostel subsidy is fixed at 8,437.5 rupees per month, regardless of the actual expenses incurred by the employees. The reimbursement for children's education allowance for Divyang children shall be 5,625 rupees, which is twice that of the normal rates. Senior Indian Information Service officer Moushumi Chakraborty assumed the charge of Director General of Akashvani News today. A 1991 badge IIS officer, Chakraborty has a vast experience of working in several media organizations of the Information and Broadcasting Ministry, including Press Information Bureau and Central Bureau of Communication. In her career spanning over 3 decades, she has also worked on deputation basis in the National Human Rights Commission and as PS to Cabinet Minister. Chakraborty assumed the charge after superannuation of Vasudhara Gupta as Principal Director General yesterday. This news comes to you from Akashwani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Chief Minister Nipirio has wished the Awu community on the occasion of Muotsa festival that marked the end of the sowing season. Rio hoped that the festival strengthen the bonds of unity and brotherhood and also bring blessings of a bountiful harvest. Advisor IPR Soil and Water Conservation Imgong L. Limjin has encouraged all the Naga people to exhibit their cultural traits, adding that it is a constitutional mandate endorsed to the people to showcase and be proud of one's culture. Addressing the Mangmetung Senso Delungjem Kohima Muotsa Festival today at his official residence in Kohima, Imjin said Kohima, being the capital, is inhabited by all Naga tribes, showcasing their own unique culture and tradition while coexisting in harmony. As constitutionally mandated by Article 371A, he said our cultural traits should be demonstrated, otherwise in the process of civilization it will only be a history of the past. Imjin said the demonstration and exhibition of the cultural inheritance would be a common good for the Naga people in general. Also speaking on the occasion, Advisor Law and Justice, Land Revenue, T.N. Manin said, festivals are the bedrock of Naga's culture and traditions. Manin also said that celebration of festivals are social necessity and urged all to strive towards unity and lead a disciplined life just like our ancestors did. Traditional songs and dances presented by various groups and feasts were the highlights of the Muotsa celebration. Nagaland State Department of Agriculture today organized a farmer's training under Mission Organic Value Chain Development, MOVCD, for Northeast Region at Bugupudo under Zanupudo District. Addressing the training, Subdivisional Agricultural Officer Bugupudo Kitoho Michael Su said MOVCD is a farmer's mobilization program aimed to transform conventional agriculture to organic agriculture with quality assurance and market linkages. He informed that the MOVCD NER will be implemented under the chairmanship of Deputy Commissioner Zunubudo and with Centre of Learning Knowledge and Services as the service provider. Speaking on the occasion as the special guest, Additional Deputy Commissioner Bugupudo Tia Meren Chang called on the people to make judicious use of the rich natural land resource and take advantage of the various state government schemes and projects to make Nagaland a truly organic state. Chang also urged the farmers to imbibe scientific knowledge and traditional practices for enhanced agricultural production. Altogether, 500 farmers from 20 farmer interest groups from 10 villages are being trained in this phase. Executive Engineer, Public Health Engineering Department, Urban Division in Kohima has said that the district is experiencing dry spells and extreme dry phases over the past few weeks, impacting water sources. It said that the source of water are accumulated through the spring, which are recharged only by the natural hydrological cycle and are affected due to change of climatic patterns. The executive engineer added that the division will continue to serve the public within all means possible and urged the general public and consumers to cooperate and bear amidst severe water scarcity. And now to end the news, here are the headlines again. Advisor Imgong L. Limjin says state BJP should take prior consent on decision to clean church compounds. Nagaland Board of School Education says NCERT is offering online courses for classes 11 and 12 through SWAYAM. Centre increases children's education allowance and hostel subsidy for its employees. And Senior Indian Information Service Officer Moushumi Chakraborty assumes charge of Director General of Akashvani News. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.